It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. Hi, it's Andrew Burkham, and this week I have a very special bonus episode for you. Just this last week, we celebrated International Drink Beer Day. That's right, there's a whole day that's dedicated just to drinking beer, and we thought it was the perfect time to sit down as a team and taste some new beers together. We did a live stream show that night over Facebook, and joined in with some of our audience in tasting some new and delightful beers. So, over the next few bonus episodes, I'm going to present for you the audio from that live tasting. Now, I'll warn you in advance, the audio isn't quite up to the standards that I usually expect out of the show. It was captured live in an environment that was designed really for the live stream, and so it's just not the greatest. Even so, I thought you might enjoy a peek behind the scenes at what our tasting room looks like every week. So, with no further ado, please enjoy the first bonus episode of our live tasting from International Drink Beer Day. Okay, so what is this first beer that we have? What is this?
Well, it's called Swirly. It's from King Harbor Brewing Company. It's a chocolate vanilla swirled ale.
Chocolate vanilla swirled ale. That sounds good. And I'm sorry, what's the brewery that this is from?
It is King Harbor Brewing Company.
King Harbor Brewing Company. Okay, well, if I look at this beer, it's pretty dark. It's nice and opaque. You get a little bit of light through it. You get a little bit of a dark kind of nut brown there. I see there's a little ruby red in the center of it. So it's a good looking beer, I would say. Let's see. So let's take a little sniff and see what we got here. So
I smell coffee.
Interesting.
I'm getting chocolate. I'm getting plenty of chocolate from this.
I'm not getting the vanilla. Do you guys smell the vanilla?
Yeah. Not right on the nose. Oh, by the way, I'm so interrupted here with the whole thing. I should be explaining what's going on. So this is a live test, live tasting that we're doing here for the 2-Minute Beer Review. I have my beer tasting staff here with me. These are the people who typically will help me taste beers and help me put together some of the reviews that you listen to on a weekly basis. So this is Patience and Courtney, and they're here to taste beers with me tonight. Where can we purchase it? Where can we buy this?
We found it at BevMo.
So we found this one at BevMo. So yes. And what was the price tag on this one?
$8.49.
Okay, so the price point on this is $8.49. You can find it at BevMo. And what's the ABV?
4.7.
It's a low one.
So this is a pretty low ABV beer. It's not super strong. But let's take a taste and see what it tastes like.
That's sweet.
Wow. That's really interesting. I'm getting.
Although it's not sweet at the end, it was just mostly at the front end.
Boy, I get something almost minty out of that. Are you getting any of that?
I kind of agree with you. Like right in the beginning, I get some sort of like
with
menthol-y.
The chocolate.
So I would say, you know, tasting this, what I'm tasting is a stout, and I'm tasting something that tastes like a dry Irish stout, and they have a tendency to have that kind of tanginess, and that mixed with that chocolate coffee thing right where it's positioned in this beer somehow translates to almost a kind of a minty flavor.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, it's really, really strange.
It's a good Christmas beer.
Peppermint beer.
And I think part of what does it for me is that those vapors, they move up and into my into my sinuses the same way like something menthol would.
True.
So that's really strange. That's not something that I'm used to at all.
Do you guys find the vanilla in the flavor?
I don't really find vanilla.
I'm wondering if that's what's translating to that mintiness, like the sweetness from vanilla.
Maybe.
I don't think so. What I'm getting out of this is I'm getting the flavor of roasted malts. I'm getting some chocolate, a little bit of that coffee. I have that really
tangy sweetness that goes around my tongue.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah. And that is, and right around the edges of the, now Debbie says, maybe if we paired this with chocolate cake. So.
Why did we not have chocolate cake?
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you out for chocolate cake.
Hey, can Debbie just bring some?
Yeah. Yeah, Debbie, do you have a chocolate cake that we can have?
Yeah.
So we've got beer if you want to bring chocolate cake.
Yeah, we have another tasting glass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's another tasting
First
glass.
First person here with chocolate cake.
Yeah, anybody who wants to show up to the Phoenix Podcast Network studios, Modesto with chocolate cake, by all means, let's hear what you've got. Okay, well, let's...
I agree with her that this could potentially be made better with a pairing of something sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would definitely not drink this with something salty, savory, spicy.
No.
Interesting beer. This is not one of my favorites.
Nope.
I agree with you on that. This is, for a stout lover that I am, and even, you know, if it's not labeled a stout, it has the qualities of it. It's not, it would never be a go-to.
Nope.
For me.
Yeah. Give me the name on this one more time.
This is King Harbor Brewing Company, and it's their Swirly beer, which is a chocolate vanilla swirled ale.
Well, that's all for this week's bonus episode of the 2-Minute Beer Review. I hope you'll join me for my next regular episode, and we look forward to sharing more bonus episodes with you as we all continue in our quest to taste all the beer.